Okay, we're up to Daf Nun Dalet Omer Aleph, the top. Harachelim Yotzos Kvulos. Lambs can go out Kvulos. What does that mean? My Kvulos. Shemachablim Al Yishalahem Lamata. You tie the fat tail down, Kedeshlo Yalu Aleim Haskar. It covers up their erva, so they shouldn't mate. My mashma the high kovul lishn the lo ovid perik who, in this respect, kovul means that they shouldn't be able to reproduce, to make fruit, to seed something that's not productive. So this prevents them from reproducing. So that's called kvulos. Where do we find that the word kovul is used in that connection? To seed, pasuk says by chiram. Shlomo HaMelech gave Hiram various cities for his part in making a treaty with him and helping him build the Beis HaMikdash. So Hiram said, Maha Orim Ha'ila Shenasatali Achi. Right? What are these cities that you gave me, my brother? Vayikra Lohen Eretz Kavul Adi Yom Hazeh. They were called Eretz Kavul. So my Eretz Kavul, why were they called Eretz Kavul? Amravuna Shahayu Ba B'nei Adam Shemechubalim B'Kesef Izod. It is one meaning of Kavul. There were people who were covered with gold and silver. Omer le Rava, Ihachi Hainu Dechsiv, Ki Yashuv Einov, Mishayt Mechubalim, Mitnesha Mechubalim, the Kesav Azov, Lo Yashuv Einov. Why didn't Hiram like these cities? If the people there were rich, were covered, tied up with gold and silver, what was so bad about the cities if they were places of rich people? So why would Hiram complain that he gave him Eretz Kovul, if Kovul means that the people were covered with gold and silver? Amar lei in, even datire mafanki lo avdi avidita. Since they were such rich people, they wouldn't work. And Hiram wanted to have a tax from these people, that they would work for him and his work force. And since they were such rich, dainty people, they didn't work. So therefore he complained. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar Eretz Chumtan Haisa. It was a land that was a salty ground. We learned before that Chumtan is salt, is a preservative. That if you have a lot of peiros, you put a little bit of Chumtan in, it preserves the fruit. So it preserves the grain. So that if the whole ground is like that, it's all salty ground, doesn't produce anything. Ba'amai kar lekvul, the mishtarga bokara ad kavla. Why is it called kavul? Because your foot sinks into it, Rashi says, till the ankle. The Amri Inshi Ara Mechabla Dlo Ovid Piri. And some people say the reason is, and this is the idea the Gemara wanted to bring out, that it's a land of Kovul that it doesn't produce anything. It's a non-productive land. So therefore, lambs where their tail is tied down so they can't reproduce are called Kvulos because it makes them not productive, Rashi. Shekvulim, loshen kavle barzel, kshura, tied up, like with the chains. Chained. Huh?
Cable?
Yeah, all right, you're right. Yeah, a chain, okay, what's it called? They're tied with, like tied with chains. Cables, yeah, kovel and cable. Vayikra lohem be'esrim ushtayim ir, shenosin shlomo lechira mishtoikra. Plus it's talking about 22 cities that Shlomo HaMelech gave to Chiram. Mikuvalim, mutafim gusharim, tied up. Covered and tied up. Avidita in Dariush HaMelech. The king used to have a workforce tax. Chumton Malecho Misbakas. The land was salty and full of fissures and cracks. The Mishtarge Bokara Tovas Boharegel Ad Kavla Perek HaTachton Shikorim Tvila. The foot sinks into this ground until the ankle. Okay, it's interesting. Tosus says over here, ad kavla, until the shok, right? That the kvalim were put on the shok. Now, the shok, according to this lechora, is the bottom part of the leg. Because you don't put, chains on the top, the thigh. You put it on the bottom of the leg. So it would seem from here that the word shok, if Rashi and Tosfos are talking about the same thing, and they seem to be talking about the same thing, is the bottom part of the leg. Therefore, when the Gemara says that shok be'isha's erva, it would mean the bottom part of the leg has to be covered, not just from the knee up, but from the knee down, which is what the Chazon Ish holds. That shok it's not just the Chazon Ish, but also the Halacha, there's a big machlokas achronim, what the word shok means. According to some, shok is the thigh, from the knee up. That's the part that's erva. From the knee down is not erva bezer. And according to other achronim, shok means the bottom part. From here, this Gemara would seem to be, there are other proofs the other way. But from this Gemara, this Rashi and Tosfos here would seem to imply that shok is the lower part of the leg, and that part has to be covered. The nafkamina is, does a woman who has her knees covered have to wear stockings or not? According to the opinion that shok is the top part of the leg, she wouldn't have to, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. And according to many achronim, including the Chazon Ish, the bottom part of the leg has to be covered also. Okay. Let's go on. Kivunos. What's kivunos? My kivunos. Shemechavnim oso lemilas. Kivunos means that the wool is covered over with a sheet in order to preserve it, should be able to be very, very fine wool. They make kli milas, is very fine woolen clothing from wool that's been protected. Kidisnan, se'es kitzemer lovan. When the Gemara discusses the color, the white of a nega of se'es, so the Gemara says, se'es is the color of white wool. My tzemer lovan, what is this white wool? Omer a bayboy barabaya kitzemer noki ben yomo shemechavin oso lemilas. It's they take the lamb when it's born and they immediately cover over the wool to preserve it and keep it perfectly white. And that wool they use for kli milas, for very expensive woolen clothing. Rashi shemechavin koshrin beged svivo biyom shenolad. They tie a beged around the lamb on the day it's born, because that's when the wool is cleanest, and they protect it, it shouldn't get dirty. In order to make from this wool begodim clothing that are from the very superb wool. Okay. Sruros, right? Goats can go out tied. So what does that mean? Itmar Rav Omar Halacha Krab Yehuda. Rav said the halacha is like a Yehuda. Who Shmuel Omar Halacha Krab Yosi? Who says that it's awesome? The Ika the Masni Lohashmaisa Bapi Nafshe. And some learn it that they didn't say the halacha is like Rab Yehuda and the halacha is like Rab Yosi, but they said it on their own. Rav Omar Liyabish Mutter Velo Lechalev. Lecholev, Ushmuel Omar, Echad Zev Osher. Rav said, like Reb Yehuda, that it depends whether what's it called, it's for the sake of drying out the animals, or for the sake of catching the milk. If it's for the sake of drying them out, then it's mutter, because then we saw before the coverings of the udders are tied on very tightly, and they won't fall off, and you won't come to carry them. But if it's for the sake of the milk, they may fall off, and you may come to carry it. That's why it's Osher. And the Shmuel holds they're both awesome. The truth is that that is what Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi said. So why did Rav and Shmuel say it in their own name? Mr. Tosfos explained, because there are those that change around what's it called, what Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yossi said. So instead of quoting what the halach is like Rav Yehuda or Rav Yossi, they said the final product, so you shouldn't get confused. Shouldn't be any misunderstanding. The Ika the Masni Lo'aha Izim Yotzos Tzruros Liyabesh Avalo lechale, mishum Rabbi Yehuda v'Beseira amru kach halacha. Avol mi meifis ezu liyavish ve'ezu lechale. Mitoch shei makirin echad zev asher. Asher, right? That the Brisa says like this: that goats can go out tied as long as it's for the sake of drying them out, but not to catch the milk. Rabbi Yehuda v'Beseira says really that's what the halacha is: that if it's to dry them out, it's mutter; if it's for the sake of the milk, it's asher. But who can draw lots, right? Who can be menachish? Who could discern and know why they're tied up? They look the same, and people will come therefore to take goats out that are, the udders are tied up, even where it's for the sake of the milk and not to dry them up. They won't know. They won't make this difference, and therefore the halacha is lechumra. It's all awesome. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says. Amar Shmuel va'amri lo Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda Beseira. So Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda Beseira. which Lechora Tosa says is ultimately what Rabbi Yossi says. They're both Osir. So why do you say the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, say the halachas like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah? So Tosa knows the difference between the two. Rabbi Yossi holds that intrinsically they're both Osir. So there's never a case where either would be Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda of Viseira says intrinsically it's Mutter if they're tied up to dry them out. But since it's hard to discern, we're going to Osir both of them. Therefore, Tosa says, what would be in a place where they never tie up the goat for the sake of the milk? They only tie them up to dry them out. So that is nothing to desire. It's obvious that they're being tied up to dry out because that's all they do at that place. And that place would be Hurim Viseira, so it would say it's Mutter. So, therefore, Shmuel said that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, not like Rabbi Yossi, that there are situations where, if it's clear that it's for the sake of being dried out, that it'll be Mutter, even according to Rabbi Beseira. He also Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, halacha ke Tanakama. Halacha is like the Tanakama. There's a machlokas here in the Rishonim, which Tanakama? The Tanakama of the Braisa, or the Tanakama of the, what's it called, of the Mishnah? Okay? Tanakama of the Mishnah says they're both Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that only Mutter if it's to dry up, not to catch the milk, right? And Rabbi Yossi says they're both Osir. Okay? In fact, there is a sheet that holds that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah isn't arguing on the Tanakama. He's only explaining the Tanakama. So there's no opinion that says both are Mutter. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says when the Tanakama says that it's Mutter, is only to dry them out, not to for the sake of the milk. So in any case, there's a... Machlokis over here, how we paskin. The Rashba says that the reason, he says another reason besides Rashi's reason, why to dry out is mutter, and to, for the sake of the milk not. He says because even during the week, they used to tie up the goats to dry them out. So anything that's normally done, right, even if it's an extra thing, is okay. And on the other hand, they didn't normally tie them up to catch the milk. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's Osir. That's what the Rashba says. The Rosh, we said already, says that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama. He's explaining the Tanakhama. So really, there's only two opinions. And that is either that it's only Mutter to dry out, but not to catch the milk, or Rabbi Yossi that it's Osir completely. And now in the Braisa, we have a third opinion that it's Osir completely, but only where you can't discern. If you could discern, right, then it would be mutter to dry them out. Okay, let's go on. The kam the ubana ena yotza. So now we have the first Mishnah of what's it called, how an animal can go out. Now what can't it go out with? Lo yetze gomo b'mitulteles. A camel can't go out with a mitulteles. Rashi will see, says a few pshatim what mitulteles is. Lo akud v'lo rogul. Can't go with its legs tied together in some way, right? The Gemara will discuss what way that is, which legs, the forearms and the back legs, or the two fore legs and back legs together. The Gemara will discuss which ones are tied up. The chain shar kol abehemos, and the same thing goes not only for camels, but other animals too. Lo yikshur gmalim zebezevi yimshof, you shouldn't tie the camels together, like they do in these caravans or whatever. The camels are tied together and somebody leads them, a long caravan of camels. However, you're allowed to take the individual leashes from each camel, put them in your hand together, and lead a lot of camels together, right, as long as the camels aren't tied together. Okay. However, you shouldn't wrap around the leash. And the Gemara will discuss why not. What's the problem of wrapping around the leash? Right, the Rashi. Mitulteles, yesh mefarim fushla, shetachas novel. Some say a mitulteles is something that goes under the tail of the, what's it called, of the camel. And some say it's a mardas, and some say that it's a blanket that goes over the camel. The ha'achron nira be'enai, right, the last pshat, the second pshat, is what's it called more acceptable? Rashi says the iritzua shetachas hazonav kshura b'chuberas l'sarga ve'ech tipol. Mora says the reason you can't go out with this is because we're afraid to fall off. But if it's talking about something tied to the tail, it's not going to fall off, right? Those things that are tied to the tail of the animal are on pretty tight. The timing of masish was shema tipol maisilo. The reason why it's usher to do is because we're afraid it'll fall off and it'll come to carry it. That describes better a blanket on the camel than something tied to the tail. V'lo akud v'lo raga, mufarshina b'gmara, sha'okdim yedeyim imragleim, b'chvalim sh'lo yivrchu. That in order the camel shouldn't run away, they tied their front legs to the back leg with a chain in order that it shouldn't be able to run away. Lo yikshu gmalim zuvazuvim, shocho echot kin mufarshim mara. You shouldn't tie the camels one to the other and then leave the lead camel and all the other ones will follow, and the Gemara explained why. You shouldn't wrap the leashes all together. The Gemara will explain why not. What's the problem? Okay, let's go to the Gemara. Tana, you shouldn't, the camel can't go out with a metuteles that's tied to its tail. So again, if it's a tail strap, somehow they had a secure on the underbody of the animal tied to the tail, so that's one shot. Another shot is it's a blanket, but it's tied to the tail at one end. Okay. But you can go out with a mitulteles that's tied both to the tail and to the hump. So again, if it's a blanket, so the blanket is tied on the back part of the blanket is tied to the tail, and the front part is tied to the hump, right? Which describes pretty good that. If it's something that holds the under strap, so it's tied on the tail, under the animal, and the straps come up over the hump. And the reason for that is that where it's, what's it called, tied down securely, we're not afraid it's going to fall off and you'll come to carry it, Mishas Harabim. Where it's only tied in one place, we're afraid it may fall off, or it's not very secure, and you may come to carry it, Mishas Harabim. Omar Rabba Barafuna, there's a third shot of what Mitzuteles is. It's a, what's it called, a little pillow that it used to tie under the tail to keep the tail from what's it called, from dragging on the ground when the animal bent down or whatever, right? A car cotton to pad the tail pad. Okay, and Rabbeinu Prachya says another pshat, that it's a very a fancy kind of decorative, kind of covering on the camel to make it look pretty when they sold it, selling it. So the issur is also because it looks like you're interested in selling the camel. Okay. Omar Rava Barafuna, Yotze Hagomal bin Metuteles Akshura Lobishal Yosa. If the Metuteles is tied onto the placenta, notice the animal started to give birth, but not completely. So you tie it onto the placenta, and now if it falls off, the camel's going to have a lot of pain, right? Then we're not afraid that it's going to be securely tied on, not to cause the camel pain. We're not going to take it off. Rashi. Since it's tied on front and aft, it's going to, what's it called, going to not fall down. It means the hump. Since it would cause it pain, so it's going to be secure because you don't want to cause the animal pain. The linira, Rashi says, mituteles, this is the third pshat, Rashi says, mituteles, kar cotton, mole muchin, a little pillow, full of cotton or whatever, nosin lo tachas hazana, which goes under the tail, kadesh lo tashkes haritzua, habosar lefi shahamosi shalgaba kshagamal yori, machbid viyori klapit tzavora, and the sharitzua makvoso. What happens is you have a load on the camel's back. It's tied down with straps. So the straps are very tight, and they'll destroy the tail, right? They'll dig into the tail if there's not some kind of protection, some kind of insulation over the tail. So this pillow insulates the tail from being pressured and cut into by the straps that are weighted down by the weighted down on the load that it's carrying. Okay, lo akud v'lo rogul. Right, you can't take a camel out where the legs are tied together. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Akud Akedus Yad V'Regel Ki Yitzchok Ben Avram. Akud is like by Akedus Yitzchok, by Yaakov, this Yitzchok Beno, right, means he tied his hands to his feet. Okay? That's what's it called, Yad Varegel. Rogul, what's Rogul? That's Akut. So Akut means the front leg to the back leg. Rogul, Shelo Yakuf Yodo Agabes Roo, the Yikshur. Rogul is where you take one leg, you bend it over and tie it, so the leg is what's it called, is tied onto itself, okay, on the joint, okay, as if you put your arm like this and tie it. So it's tied in a position where the forearm is on the back of the arm, whatever it's called. Meshvei, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Meshvei, akud shtei yodayim u'shtei raglayim. Akud is where you tie the two arms together and the two legs together, not the arm to the leg. Rogul shelo yakuf yado agabes roo v'yikshur. Right? And rogul is taka, tying the leg back. But we see that akud doesn't mean tying the arm to the leg, it means tying the two arms or the two legs together. No, there's another Tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Akud akedus yad v'regel. Right? Akud can either mean hand to foot, or shtei yodayim v'shtei raglayim. Or it could also mean hand to hand, foot to foot. Ragul shelo yakuf yado agabes roo v'yikshur. Right? And ragul is where you, what's it called, where you tie the leg back. Vakati lo domi, still not the same exact thing. So Mar says, Bishlam, a Reisha, the Seifa, Nicha. Right? The Reisha and the Seifa are the same thing. Akud and Rogul are the same. Mitziyasa Kasha. Elohuda Omer Kiaitan is the third Tana. Akud, Akedus Yad Varegel, Kiesel Ben Avram. Akud is where you have what's it called, the front leg to the back leg. Rogul, Shalo Yokuf Yadu Agabez Rovi Yikshur. And Rogul is where you tie the leg back. So now we have only those things are asr, but tying the two legs together, or the two arms together, according to this Tana, wouldn't be asr. Only akud v'rogel is asr, but not the two legs or the two arms together. See Rashi. Yad v'regel, echad min ha'yadayim ve'echad min ha'raglayim, kovel b'yachad. You chain one of the front legs to one of the back legs. Yad al-gav zroo, echad mi'yodav, Kofeth klape mala, right? One of the forearms, the forelegs, you bend back, the kosher, and you tie it. Kadesh lo yo'ele gimur aglaim levroa. So it should only be able to stand on three legs, can't run too fast on three legs. Shtei yodayim ke'echad, or shtei raglaim ke'echad. And on the other hand, there's an opinion that says that akud means tying the two legs, or two arms, two front legs, or two back legs together. Vakati lo domi, haitana l'Rabbi Yehuda, it's still not like Rabbi Yehuda. Reisha v'seifa nichuk to Rabbi Yehuda. Ava metziyosu iptani o shtei yodayim o shtei raglayim kashi l'Rabbi Yehuda. Velo kori okud el yad v'regel ki yisub ben avron. Desi v'yakod, kofaf yodav v'raglav l'achorav, v'koshu yad v'regel yachad, v'nifshat tzavoro l'achorav. Why did when Yitzchak said he's afraid that he's going to apostle the korban, he's going to get scared, so he said, tie me up. So he tied him in such a way that his leg and arm were tied together, so it made his neck stick out that he'll be able to shech them easily. The Tosus Reed says, what's the problem over here with tying up the legs? So Tosus Reed says, we're afraid that the ways that it's usher, the front and back leg, or tying it back, it's easy to fall off, and we're afraid you may come to carry the string, right? But if you tie, according to the other opinion, if you tie the two legs together, front or back together, then it's going to be able to be much more secure, and it won't fall off. That's what Tosfos Reed says. The Orach HaShulchan says that it's shmiri yisera, right? To prevent the animal from running away is not really necessary. And we had before that shmiri yisera is considered carrying for the animal. And the Rosh says that what's it called, that this kind of tying is not comfortable for the animal, and therefore can't be considered a tachshit, makes the animal very uncomfortable, and therefore it's considered what's it called a burden. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah therefore says that therefore, if you tie the front two legs or the back two legs, that's normally to protect the animal from running away. That's not extra protection. That's normal protection. That's why that, according to that opinion, is mutter. Okay, let's go on. Lo yikshur gemalim, my timer. Why can't you tie camels together, one to the other one, and then lead the lead camel and have a whole caravan of tied together camels? What's the problem? My timer. Om Rav Ashi, mishum de merzi kaman de ozo lechinga. It looks like you're taking it to market. Right? That's the way that they transported camels to market, right? So it's an uvda dechol. It doesn't look Shabbistic, to, even though your intention is not to take them to market, right? But it looks like that. Rashi, lechinga, leshuk, lemokram. That's how they used to bring them to the market to sell. Chinga al shem shesovim es hashuk, mecholos, mecholos, agulos of any other. A chinga really is a dance. Why is the shuk called a chinga? Because people encircle, they stand around in circles around the duchanim, around the various shops, and it looks like people, you know, dancing around. They're encircling these things. So a shuk is called a chinga. Okay. Avo machnis, but you're allowed to have a separate leash for each camel and hold all the leashes together in your hand as long as you don't tie them together, you don't wrap them around together. This thing that you can't wrap them together has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Right? You could wrap them together misad Hilchos Shabbos. But it's Elinyan Kilayim. It's more Kilayim Demai. Which Kilayim? There's two kinds of Kilayim. More than two. One is Kilayim of clothing. So maybe it's talking where each leash, one is wool and one is, what's it called, one is linen. So don't tie them together. Don't wrap them together. You know, what's it called, yeah, don't wrap them around together because you're making kilayim. You're putting wool and linen together. That's one kind of kilayim. Elaim a kilayim to adam, what's it called? And it's another kind of kilayim. Kilayim of making two different kinds of animals pull the same load or do work together. That's a different kind of kilayim, right? Lo savo b'shor v'chamor yachta, lo sachro. Don't plow with a donkey and a cow together. Right? With an ox and a donkey. So, and that applies to all different kinds of animals. Any two different kinds of animals is awesome. So, what's it called? So, Gemara says, Elaim kilayim to adam, right? That since you're what's it called, together with the camel. If you put all the things, you wrap them around, so you're connected to the camel. So, Tosus says, yeah, but it has to be that they're doing work together. You know, what work are you doing? So, Tosus brings down, it could be the work over here is that they're carrying the leashes together. The person and the camel together are carrying the leashes. So it would be also for a human being and a camel to be connected and carrying leashes. Or Tosa says another shot, it means that that it's talking in a case where they're pulling something together. Right? So by pulling the leashes around your hand, you are becoming together with the camel as a harness together with the camel to do this work. Mora says, that's not awesome. There's no isser of kilayim. A person's not an animal. It's only animals. A human being is not an animal. And therefore, there's no isser for a human being to pull a plow together with a donkey. That's mutter. It's not kilayim. So that can't be. So it can't be out kilayim of the person and the animal together. Right? That by wrapping the thing around, you're harnessing yourself together with the camel. Ela kilayim de chavolim. No, it's different. The kilayim of clothing, that one is wool and one is linen, and if you wrap them around, you're having shatnez. But Tanya, hatokef tkifa achas eino chibur lo, which even one knot doesn't aser kilayim. It has to be, or if you put one thread of linen, right, one stitch into wool, that's not kilayim. It has to be. What's it called? Something that causes a connection, right? And one stitch is not a connection. And therefore, if you just wrap them around, that's not kilayim. They would have to be tied with a double knot to even have an idea of kilayim. So Mara says, la'olam kilayim dechavol. No, it's really the kilayim of the, what's it called, of the leashes. V'hachi komer. V'vad shlo yichroch v'yikshor. Don't wrap them around and tie them. Because if you wrap them around and tie them, then it'll be shatnez. Omar Shmuel. Okay, let's see Rashi till now. leinin kilayim shanoi hai shlo yichrok the masnisin lo shayv by isra Shabbos. This you can't wrap the what's it called wine the leashes around your hand has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Elam mishum kilayim. That's also because of the isra of kilayim also. Like, and of course, as you more explain what kilayim there is. Kilayim de chavolim sheish bo in chevlei tzemer vechevlei pishta. Some of them are wool and some are linen. The chikarich lehu, if you'll wrap them around, havi kilayim. The yodom is chamemis b'achizosan. And they're wrapped around your hand and they heat up your hand. So you're wearing shatnes. Because sovereign, dover shayna miskavin osir. And he would have to hold that even though you're not mechavin for what's it called, for this hanah, we had before that if you wear it and you're not wearing it for the sake of wearing, right, like to try on the begadim or to get to pass the tax, according to Shimon, that's mutter, because dover shayna miskavin. Right, but this what's it called? This Tana would hold like Rabbi Yehuda the Dover Shein Miskaven is also. So ine mikilayim the adam the chikarich lohen svivus yadon into kosher magmalin. If you wrap the leashes of the camels around your hand, you're harnessed together with the camel. Upamim shein moshim shum dover, and sometimes they will be dragging something. Rashi says, right. It comes out that a man and a camel are pulling the same load. Says, so what? We have a mission that says Beferis that's mutter. Other mutter and kula. In kola behemos lachros v'limshov shlo osr tola shnei mini behema yachad kein shor v'chamor u'mishnazu meseches kilai. The only isser is two different animals, like a shor and a chamor. But a human being is not an animal, so he's mutter to pull a plow or to pull any kind of carry a load together with an animal. Hatoke beget several pishtim. If you connect wool and linen together, b'tzkifa achas k'gona yidei machat pamachas with one stitch, or one knot is nothing. That's not considered a connection for kilayim. Eino chibur d'chsiv tzemro pishtim yachdov lo osra tor lechibur yofa miskayin. It has to be yachdov. It has to be something that connects them in a secure way. Krichok shira b'shteit kifos. Then it's what's it called? You're going to wrap it around and make a knot, either with two stitches or two knots. Okay. Now Omer Shmuel uvilvad shlo yetsi chevel mitachas yado tefach. There's another condition. You can hold the leash of the camel, or for that matter, any leash, as long as it doesn't go out of your hand one tefach. Shmuel said two tefachs, right? Now it shouldn't hang, the end of the leash shouldn't hang out of your hand more than a tefach. Or, according to Shmuel, the Dvei Shmuel, two tefachim, right? So, why? Because it looks like you're carrying the leash. Because if you're holding onto the leash is obviously being worn by the camel and you're holding the other end. But if the leash extends out of your hand, the front of the leash is connected to the camel, the back of the leash is extending out of your hand, if it's more than a tefach, or two tefachim, it looks like you're carrying that part of the leash. So that's not okay. So where it says, Amr Abaya, hashta the Amr Shmuel tefach, v'tonet dvei Shmuel tefachayim, since Shmuel himself had said a tefach, and in Shmuel's yeshiva they reported two tefach, Shmuel halacha lemaisa asur lashminin. What Shmuel meant to say was halacha lemaisa. In other words, if somebody comes to ask a shaila, we don't tell him you have till two tefachim to let it hang down, because people are not going to be mechavim. So he said, tell him till a tefach is okay, and that way they surely are not going to make a mistake and have two tefachim, right? But that's halacha lemaisa, right? The halacha could be that if it's till two tefachim is not asur, but if somebody comes to ask, tell him one tefach and be safe. It says also that you have to hold the leash a tefach off the ground, right? Mashma, that even if it's more than a tefach, as long as it's a tefach off the ground, is okay. He says, no, that's talking about the other part of the leash. You have the part that's connected to the animal. Between you and the animal is one section of leash, and then there's the part in your hand and the part that hangs out of your hand. So the part that hangs out of your hand can't be more than two tefachim, and lechatchila not more than a tefach. Now the part between your hand and the animal shouldn't droop down where it's within a tefach of the ground. Because then also it doesn't look like the animal's wearing it, it looks like you're carrying that part of the leash, since it's very close to the ground. So it should be taut, enough that it's not within a tefach of the ground, shouldn't droop down within a tefach of the ground, so it's clear that what you're carrying is what the animal is wearing. Okay, Rashi. Shelo yetze hachevel, rosh hachevel lo yetze mitachas yado tefach. The end of the chevel, which you're holding in your hand, shouldn't extend out of your hand more than a tefach, lamata. The domi can be should know, so be other. Looks like you're carrying the leash, that part of the leash. Doesn't look like it's the part that the camel's wearing, because that's the part is already out of your hand. Shmuel, when he said a tefach, even though in his yeshiva they quoted him as saying two tefachim, that was what I said when people came to ask a shayla. When somebody comes to ask a shayla, right, how should I carry this leash? Amrina le, we say to him tefach. We tell him, don't let it go more than a tefach out of your hand. So the hawk will be surin, in order that the guy is not going to be makel, and he'll end up doing more than what's awesome. If you tell him a tefach, he'll be safe. Umiyu at tefachayim like a isra. But the truth is that you have really two tefachim. V'atanya v'vachloi biyam and akarka tefach. I will call kama deboy nefut mitusei yodi. L'chorz mashra, as long as it's within a tefach of the ground, it could be as long as you want. So Gemara now thinks it's talking about the part of the leash that's hanging out of your hand. And as long as it's within a tefach of the ground, it's okay. As long as it's not within a tefach of the ground, it's okay. It's higher than a tefach. But it's mashma that it can hang down 10 tefachim out of your hand, as long as it's not within a tefach of the ground. Samara says, no. B'chavla debeni beni. That's not talking about the part that's in your hand. That's talking about the part that's between your hand and the animal. Shebeino ben yado legomo. Bahu ka'omer kama deboy nahavi. That could be as long as you want it to be, the part of the leash between you and the animal. But that part of the leash shouldn't droop down within a tefach of the ground. Because it should appear like the animal is wearing that leash. The ilo lo mischazin the tirusa devehim. Doesn't look like you're protecting the animal, the animal's wearing it. It looks like you're carrying that leash. Because the leash is basically dragging on the ground. Doesn't look like that. What's on the animals has any shaykes to you. It's drooping down, so within a tefach of the ground, you're carrying a leash that doesn't have any connections. If it's taut, right, doesn't droop down within a tefach, then it's clear what you're carrying is what the animal's wearing, and therefore it's more. Okay.